This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been, shall I say, a fascinating week for the currency markets, especially China's. The yuan dropped against the dollar 3 days running before stabilizing at a lower level late in the week. The devaluation was engineered by Chinese authorities, and analysts see it as a way to help China's slowing economy by making its exports cheaper and therefore easier to sell overseas. But interestingly, the International Monetary Fund greeted the devaluation as a, quote, welcome step, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
China wants the yuan to be a global reserve currency, the stuff central banks keep in their vaults. And to do that, it needs to woo the International Monetary Fund. Ishwar Prasad is an econ professor at Cornell.
China does want to be recognized as a member of the big boys club when it comes to currencies, and the IMF seal of approval would be important there.
China says it wants to let market forces play a bigger role in setting the yuan's exchange rate, something Prashad says the U.S., the IMF, and really the rest of the world has been calling for. But stepping back even further,
the overriding motivation for the government is that they recognize that financial reform is a necessary component of economic restructuring to make the Chinese economy more sustainable over the longer term.
Nick Consonary with the Eurasia Group says exchange rates, the campaign to be a reserve currency, they're pieces of larger financial reforms that Chinese leaders want to pursue, especially in light of recent disappointing economic data. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.